Hey there, Softball Universe, and welcome back. After a long delay, I'm happy to say that we're back. SD38 coming at ya. I'm Alex Collier, and here's my co-host, Matthew Bogomelski.
Hey guys, I know it's been a while, and I know you're super excited for this episode. We are too. We have the winning captain from this last week's game. Tom Kelly's in the house.
Hello.
Also, yeah, Erica's somewhere in the kitchen, and Klegger, we talked about your new kittens, but we haven't had one with them present.
Live in studio, and they are excited to be here.
Yeah, Peanut and No Name.
No Name. No Name yet.
That doesn't have a name?
It doesn't have a name yet.
We're like black balls.
Anyway, Tom, welcome to the studio. Are you excited to be here?
I'm very excited.
Are you a big fan of the podcast?
Huge fan.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell he's not lying.
I love that honesty.
So sincere.
A big fan.
I was sincere. I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, so yeah, welcome back. It's been, I think we had two rainouts and we had Father's Day in there, which is a holiday which we take off, which is why there's been no podcast for a few weeks.
Yeah, and so it's really been a while, but we are excited to be back. And we have a couple things that we're obviously going to do the recap. An interview with Tom Kelly and a yet to be named third segment, I suppose.
Probably. We're definitely probably doing another segment after that. Yes, anyway, Buga, how's your weekend been?
Pretty good. What have I been doing? God, I have no idea. I did go to, we saw the Death Grips.
Oh, yeah, yeah, we were both there for that on UT on Friday.
Yeah, very loud.
Very well rehearsed, I'd say. Maybe a little bit too well rehearsed. They really stuck to a script there.
It's a little bit like karaoke, but like super intense and amazing drumming. You just got to mention that.
Yeah, like, but the drums were drowned out by the pre-recorded stuff.
It's true. And what else?
Happy to see them though. I don't know. The All-Star Game is this week, not this weekend.
It's true. Klegger, how was Longwood Gardens?
Oh, Longwood Gardens was just like, you know, a magical vacation from reality, I'd say.
What was the best thing at Longwood Gardens, do you think?
You know, I was a big fan of the Grape Room, the Southwest Room, the Cacti Room, the Tropical Room.
Cacti.
The lilies were amazing. And you know, water lilies are a lot more complex than they seem. Like, you figure you just, like, throw them in, like, still water and they do that. But, like, really, no, not at all. They really have to be it's like a manufactured process. And they serve no real purpose. They're really pollutants.
Mm. So, Klegger, you were mentioning the All-Star Game. Who you got? Oh, the MLB All-Star Game. Who you got in the Home Run Derby?
My boy, Albert Pujols. All the way, baby. Fuck all the young gunners, the rookies that think that they know how to hit home runs. That Albert Pujols' husk of a body do it for you.
43 and going strong.
43 two question marks.
Yeah.
Who knows how old he really is?
He's 43.
I don't know how old he is.
I think his birth certificate is questionable at best.
He's like... Mi amo Alberto. No, because that's not racist.
I think that's well known that his birth certificate is questionable.
I have not heard that until just now.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean a lot of the players with Hispanic origins, they sometimes alter them to make them feel a little bit younger.
Just walking that line.
No, because this has actually happened a few times. I'm not saying Albert Pujols is definitely not the old age of these.
The Danny Almonte thing.
Right.
No, Danny Almonte is a different situation because Danny Almonte was a New Yorker. There's like Herrera or whatever his name was, the dude on the Marlins, and then there's another.
Oh, yeah, and then there was the guy that changed his name.
That's the dude I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
He had a great fake name and an even better real name, so it's confusing as to why you even want to change it.
Well, so that it could match his fake birth certificate.
Yeah. Anyway, the big news is that we finally completed. We played a game this week, and it was a pretty interesting game. It was a close game. Yeah.
It was a very tight game. Almost no offense to speak of. Really solid defense from both teams for the most part. Like, it's very strange.
Yeah. Anyway, more about the game after the break.
Right.
All right, so the game that we played on Tuesday, well, that you guys played on Tuesday, featured the new rivalry matchup between Tom and Mark Vaughn.
Right, you got anything to say to Mark? You know,
it's
any
my
bragging?
Enemy. Mortal enemy.
Mortal enemy now.
Really great guy, though.
He's never going to beat me. I mean,
Clegg, how do you? I mean, I feel like you guys could collaborate in hatred of Mark, right? In fake hatred of Mark.
I got nothing against him. I'm not going to say anything bad about him.
I've honestly, I didn't know him before.
Did you know what his name was before this game?
No.
Okay.
No. Good.
Wow. So you're really throwing down the gauntlet. You hate him.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't even know your name, Mark.
Pure hatred.
Yeah, so, but pretty good job drafting on both sides, I'd say. Tom, you did a really good job drafting. What was your strategy there?
I picked people that I
knew their names. Yeah.
And then I asked Buko.
Right.
Interesting.
Which is interesting, because I try not to mention myself as people that were available, which I think you wound up getting a good... You. Nobody picked me until the bottom, which was probably pretty valuable for you.
That's pretty funny. So, Tom, were you the home team?
I have no idea.
Who batted? I think you guys batted.
We were the home team, yeah, because it was a walk-up.
Yeah, so...
Spoiler alert.
So, at the bottom of the first inning... I saw the defense that Mark's team put up, and I thought that you guys were going to destroy them.
I thought Tom picked a great team for us. I thought we had by far the better offense, and I think more options defensively for what we wanted to do. And so I was pretty shocked that Mark kept us in check for as long as he did.
Yeah, Mark pitched the whole game, and you guys scored a run in the first to match a run that you guys had given up.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bats fell silent.
Yeah, essentially. After the first inning, Mark's team, which was the bat split sluts, anus. Erica, thank you very much for that.
Welcome.
So they, after the first inning, they essentially
very, very common name.
Yeah, they got only got two hits after the first inning. Batters 5 through 12 for them got zero hits. I do have to commend. I pitched 4 innings for our team. Tom pitched a clean fifth, but I did. I was pretty proud of myself positioning you in left center field because there were a couple tough liners that I'm pretty glad we had a good.
I had faith in our team.
No, I mean,
but I believe
Team iCarly.
Team iCarly.
Brilliant.
So who is this? You guys had who had shortstop?
So Zach Gross played a flawless, if not extremely aggressive, shortstop. Justin Siebel was playing the other infield position for the most part on the left side. And any ball that was coming towards him, ran in front of him and grabbed the ball. But at the same time, Zach didn't make any errors, so he can't get too mad at him. But
that's good. I feel like... I want Zach Gross to play a little bit safer ball out there. He throws too many away. It's good to see that he played well this time, though.
One pretty funny thing. So I actually benefited greatly from keeping people off the base pass because he gets in trouble when he starts looking around at other batters, at other base runners. But there was one time when he picked up the ball and Matt Kay was playing first base and he went to throw it to Matt Kay from right in front of him, went to throw one of his patented 90-mile-an-hour pit throws at him and starts slowing up, so it really faked Matt Kay out. He made a really nice play because he wound up and then slowed his arm up and threw a very light pitch.
That's good to see that he's making the on-field adjustments he needs to make.
Right. There's no reason to throw it that hard.
The defensive gems here were definitely unexpected given just the fact that we're awful at fielding. But there were two double plays that were turned, one on each team,
It was just two. It was two of both. I got two singles, but my legs aren't working particularly well.
Were you involved in both?
In both, yeah. It was the same thing. So I had two singles, and...
I'm laughing at him very, very audibly now.
Yeah, and Taylor hit two... grounded double plays right after me. So, I don't know. I mean, I feel... I could have... the first one, I think I might have been able to break up if I had slid in hard, but I didn't feel like cleaning anyone, so...
Wow. Yeah. I can't remember if there's been a double play turned in the last year and a half.
Yeah, I thought for sure,
maybe like a catch-em, throw-em out, or whatever those are called.
I thought for sure the second one, Taylor was going to...
5-6-3 or whatever.
They were pure.
They're pretty, yeah. The second one was a tailor-made ground. It was right to the shortstop, moving over to second base.
That's a good pun.
Yeah. Oh, that is. I didn't even mean to do that. Tailor-made. That's good. Tailor-made. Yeah, but yeah, the defense was good all around. Our team committed zero errors, which is just unheard of. I mean,
that's exactly what you need for a low-scoring defensive struggle like this game.
Right.
I draft for defense. That was all I wanted.
Yeah, well, it was effective.
So let's fast forward, let's cut to the final inning. The game is still tied, 1-1, Mark Vaughn pitching, and Tom Kelly, the iCarly team, up to bat. This is the home team, so they have a chance to walk them off.
Right, so it starts...
Who's up?
Rohan leads off the inning.
Rohan Shah.
He hits a single, I can't remember who it was to. Then next up was Dan Martino, who might be known more commonly as 1864 baseball guy.
Okay.
I was introduced.
He hit what should have been a double.
He hit a gapper to the double. I don't know if that was a straight up double. We're not all fucking 7 feet tall, like, you know, like I know that Rohan out there suffering shin splints, so
right.
Maybe,
so everybody
maybe 1864 should have been a better teammate and realized that
might
know,
be true.
Rohan was probably gonna pull up after a second.
Well, I think part of the thing was everybody on our team was yelling out go to third to Rohan because there was no reason for him to not go to third, but he just stopped and was like, I'm not moving.
Stopped in second, he advanced one base and turned around and all of a sudden
Dan Martino's running. Right out of
there. So Rohan then got caught between second and third and eventually got out, which, like, you know, you never want to make that first out
right
between second and third. That's the saying.
Right.
It's a good saying.
It is.
Especially because Rohan represents
the winning run.
The winning run there. So you're right. Very close to having second and third no outs, right. Which is essentially game over.
So instead we have second, one out. Man,
yes.
On second out, or one out. Then Dan Martino's sister, Bree Martino, this was her first game.
Not wife,
no.
What?
That's, well, they have the same
last name. Why is that a comment?
They're siblings.
Yay. Hey. She's not married.
Just establishing.
Her last name.
I'm just establishing not they're not married.
They're not married.
She has some good hits.
She did. She did not seem very confident in the field, but I think she did pretty well at bat. Anyway, she hit a ball to the shortstop.
And I think that Dan Martino
sort of
then
decided
got out
to, right.
At third. He got tagged out on his way to third.
Right. It was a nice play, heads-up play by Gabe Yaski, because Dan tried to sort of sneak in behind him, because it was... And it was a heads-up play, turning around and tagging the lead runner. So then we... Instead of what really should have been, like...
Easy scoring.
Yeah, we have a man on
really
first with two outs. Like the game should have been over earlier than, or we made it way harder on ourselves than it should have been.
Yeah. So fast forward, Tom. What happened? You were up next, top of the order, two
right.
outs.
This was a great at bat, by the way.
I had all intentions of you know hitting a triple, winning the game. That
yeah.
was my goal.
Yeah. As it
but you gotta
be.
You gotta wait for your pitch. I mean, that's the thing is if Mark. I always thought of Mark as, like, a very accurate pitcher, but he was kind of wild at parts in this game.
He probably should have, you know, called his own number, taken himself out, and got in...
Somebody else.
Let's be honest.
Yoski. Was Yoski still around?
Yeah, Yoski was still
Yoski
around.
Yoski should have pitched at least two innings in this game.
Yeah.
Let's be honest here. We know what happened. He's scared of me.
Right, yeah.
Pitched around me.
Right.
Of these guns, this power.
He definitely was, you know, going after...
Right.
The rest of your lineup.
Well, it was... I mean, I think you did the right thing.
He's
it's
quivering
don't get
his boots.
Yourself out, is the point. Like,
I don't think he threw me a strike.
I don't think he
I don't
did.
Think so.
A lot of people...
He was throwing at the girls on our team.
He hit Bree twice in the same at-bat. I don't know if... Yeah.
Yeah, and he was just against the girls. When he was trying to slow his pitch up a little bit, he became wildly inaccurate. To the inside part of the plate, too.
All right, so two on, two outs.
Right, Justin
Siebel.
And I just want to point this out about Justin Siebel. The past two games we played, he was the last batter on his team to get out. So he ended the last two games. And so for the third time...
This wasn't his first game?
No, this was his third game. And the first two times, he was on the losing team and was the last player out.
That one was a tie.
Huh? No,
games are very long, and it never comes down to one at-bat. It definitely never comes down
but
to the last at-bat.
I just think it's interesting that he is the guy that is, like, the last batter, because, again, it happens this game, except for this time it's a very positive result.
Yeah, he hits a grounder, a hard grounder between second and third, and it finds a hole, and Bree, great base running off second. She scores easily. Game's over.
Game's over, and, I mean, we made it as hard as we possibly could for ourselves, but we did it.
Team iCarly.
Team iCarly. But I mean, I just think it's incredible how well our defense played. Just really mistake free, and especially on the field was so hard from the sun that like it was taking weird bounces. So good defense overall from our team.
Yep. Yeah. Shout outs to Enrique. Maybe his first game this year.
Yeah.
Second game.
His first game this year.
Did he play one at Geese? Was he at that game?
No. I don't think so.
Just imagining that.
First game of the year, he brought the beers that we had brewed together, so that was nice for me.
How they taste?
A little watery. Not. I mean, they were good. They were good. They were just they're supposed to be like a strong ale, and it sort of tasted like a light ale sort of taste to it. Anyway.
Anyway, congrats, Tom, on your first victory.
Thank
in
you.
The league. That's hopefully one of many.
Yeah.
I'm only winning from here.
Anyway. You know, let's see if we can find out a little bit more about Tom.
Man, mystery.
All right, live in studio, Tom Kelly. What's your middle name?
Daniel.
Wow. Tom Daniel Kelly.
That's it.
So, did your parents have
so ethnic? So
your parents. What are your parents' names?
Dan.
Dan Kelly.
Okay.
And Elaine.
Interesting. So, a lot of people, a lot of the Softball Diaries listeners probably are not really that familiar with you. You definitely have a little bit of a lone wolf mentality, kind of, you know, confusing mystery. So, normally we ask you a series of questions to get over this, but I was just wondering if maybe you could introduce us with a brief personal backstory.
I'm pretty into the confused lone wolf thing. What do you want from me?
I mean, alright, so where are you from?
Yeah.
How old are you? I have no idea. It's
one question at a time.
Okay.
First question.
I'm from Abington, Pennsylvania.
Okay, where is Abington?
It's outside of Northeast Philly.
Is it? Okay.
Right outside of Northeast, right off of
Common. Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Abington High School.
Is that the Ghosts or something
it's
like that?
It's the Ghosts.
The ghost.
Best nickname you could have, the ghost.
How do I remember that?
What type of ghost are we talking about here? Is it like
galloping
colonial
ghosts.
Galloping ghosts? So like on horses and
ghosts.
Stuff?
Absolutely.
Does that make
that's a lot better
school
than, like,
events
holy
fun?
Ghost.
No, it's really racist.
Why? What are they racist about? Ghosts?
Because
the
everyone has a white
their
sheet over there. It's
absurd.
Oh, okay. So it looks like a Ku Klux Klan kind of thing?
It got really absurd because Abington's rival is the Cheltenham Panthers, and then it turned into this weird...
That is
black,
very
white.
Weird. The Robes versus the Panthers.
Yeah.
Okay, so Cheltenham. What league is that? It's public school.
Public school. PIAA. League, I don't know, suburban something.
Okay, that makes sense. So, do you have any siblings?
I have a sister.
Okay, older, younger?
Older.
What's her name? Kelly?
Kathleen Kelly.
Kathleen Kelly, really?
KK.
Kate Kelly?
Oh my gosh.
What's her middle name?
Her middle name is Elaine.
Elaine? Ooh, wow. That's nice. And your mom's not named Elaine, I imagine.
My mom is named Elaine.
Okay.
Yeah. We just already asked that question.
What? When did I?
You asked what his mom's name was. All right,
I have a lot of notes. It's hard to keep track of everything.
That's all good.
Just happened.
So you both your parents
were
like, well, if we have a son and
aware enough to know
daughter.
Not to name my
yeah.
sister with three Ks.
Yes, that's good of them. That's quite kind of them to not do that,
they
and you know, it would get really into the ghost.
Wait, is it Kathleen or Kathy?
Kathleen.
Kathleen's a nice name. I like Kathleen. It's very Irish, I think.
If you've ever seen You've Got Mail, that's the name of Meg Ryan.
Kathleen Kelly?
Yes.
Spell the same. You have it, but your Kelly is Kelley, right?
Nope,
no.
Okay. Just Y.
I wrote it down differently.
Okay, I have no idea why you did that, because I definitely never wrote it down in my stats that way.
I don't know. I thought that I had a feeling. Okay, so...
How old are you? I want to know.
Oh, man, what do you think?
I'm going to say 26.
I'm 29.
29?
Yeah. How old's Cousin Chris?
I assume 29. He might be. I think he's a little younger than me, but we're the same year. So
interesting. Okay. So we asked you your profession earlier, and you professed painter. We're going to circle back to that. Where'd you go to college?
I went to Tyler School of Art.
Temple?
Temple.
Temple Strong?
Yep.
Is that where you met Chris?
No, I went to high school with him.
Okay, so Chris, he's also from Abington?
Yes.
The Galloping Ghosts.
I don't know where he's from, but...
So you guys, you guys are good friends.
Yeah.
Where did you meet him? What's his last name?
In high school.
I wanted like a story.
No, to be fair, we did go to the same elementary school. We weren't great friends until college. His last name's Maltby.
Maltby?
Yes.
What is that?
What?
This isn't about him.
This isn't about cousin Chris.
Let's just make it about him.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, like what's the I don't want any shitty stories about him. Never mind.
Can't say okay. That.
So, you can have him on once he recovers, and then you can ask him.
Yeah.
His own shady stories. How did you like going to Temple?
I really don't consider that I went to Temple because I went to Tyler before it moved.
Okay.
So I was in Elkins Park the whole time.
Uh huh.
Oh.
I never did you live at home?
Lived at home for a year, then I moved close to campus.
Mm. So where do you reside now?
Now I'm in Bryn Mawr.
Why does that have a Boston accent?
I lived in Boston for a year.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, that's weird. Wow. We're going to jump in that for a second. But yeah, Buko and I actually really like Bryn Mawr. Buko not as familiar with it, but we grew up in Lower Merion.
Okay.
I had some friends who lived in Bryn Mawr. I used to really like that Borders. Hope's Cookies, great spot.
Borders isn't there anymore, but
yeah, it's not.
Still there. There also used to be a Plate Against Sports right there.
Nope.
I mean, there used to be.
What's there?
A Play It Against Sports used to be in, like, that's in the Borders.
No, that's
no, there used to
it's
be
true.
One
it's true. It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Glyfties is not that bad. Glyfties. I used to like to go to PZ's, great place to get 40s as a
I don't
high
get
schooler.
40s anymore, but maybe, you know, nostalgically I'll do it.
Nostalgically for you.
So, do you have any nicknames? Bless you.
Thank you. That's your nickname from now on.
Ironically, my nickname is Sneeze. It's not.
It's
but,
not. That would be great.
Great joke, though. Really, really good timing with that.
Yeah.
So, you don't think you have any nicknames?
TK1
was the
only one I've ever.
What's the backstory?
I played baseball for Abington when I was went there.
Uh huh.
And my seventh grade coach decided that he had to give everyone a nickname.
This was TK.
It's like really bizarre thing to do, but he
It's not that bizarre. As someone that assigned nicknames.
The way he did it was weird. Like we stood in a line and then we would walk into a room and then he would look at us and give us a nickname and then we'd walk out
awkward.
And then it's like the stupidest thing ever.
So your nickname as a result of a very structured search for nicknames is TK1?
Yeah, I think that Calvin Klein had like a cologne
or
something.
Oh, CK1.
I think
okay.
That was when that came out.
Okay, that makes
were you
it
number one at least.
I wasn't.
That makes it
weird.
Whatever. At least it's not like a very generic like everyone.
But
like,
then I turned it into my like Xbox
Tokel
gamer tag, and now it's been with me ever since.
Oh okay. Wow, that's amazing.
So maybe he was really good. Maybe there is a reason.
It's amazing. It is amazing.
So, what?
That's amazing.
So after Tyler, is that when he moved to Boston?
Actually, I went to Boston my freshman year of college. I went to Boston University for a year.
Wait, how were you living at home if you went to a different college? So
well,
you
went,
to,
went
Boston,
to Boston,
and then you transferred, and then you lived
then
at
I
home.
Transferred
and
to
then,
Tyler, but,
and then
yeah.
Tyler, were you at Tyler before it moved for the entirety, or did it move at some point?
It never moved. I graduated right before it moved.
Wow, so you have really
no
like,
connection
it's
to
completely
Temple.
Gone. Okay, so Boston, what are your thoughts?
Love it. As
but,
a city.
But what happened? I mean, do you want to get into it?
Well, Temple's a state school.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it costs less for 3 years there than 1 year at Boston.
Yeah, Boston's really expensive.
So, that's a very logical story.
Mm.
I don't know.
Did you go for art?
Yeah, I went to the MFA or whatever the school was. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I went for painting, but, you know, your freshman, you're just drawing and doing all that crap.
Gen ed.
Yep.
Art.
Yep.
So what does it say on your diploma?
Tom Kelly.
That's a hard question. I don't know what it says on mine, but so did you get a
BFA for painting? I guess I don't know. I don't
so
even know.
So what do you paint? Like, what's your style?
I'm an oil painter.
Oil painter.
And I paint. I haven't figured that out yet. I do whatever comes to mind.
I mean, that's acceptable.
Yeah,
I accept that as an answer.
What pays the bills for you?
This requires a little bit of explanation, but I...
We're into it, man. We're into the explanation here.
I work for a company that makes combat wounds, like replicant combat wounds.
Yeah, go on.
So I do, like, mold making and production for... them. I make like mannequins with wounds on them and stuff.
Yeah, so it's just for like movies and TV
shows?
No,
it's for combat medics to train on.
Oh.
For the government and stuff.
So what, are we talking like gunshot wounds, like dismemberments?
Yes.
Ooh, blasts. What's your favorite type of wound to make?
Oh, the groin is actually pretty fun.
Amazing. Do you it's mainly male groins? Do you ever do any female groins?
No, we have a girl.
Front, back? What are you talking here?
It's a full mannequin.
Yeah.
But the gunshot, it's a gunshot wound like through the thigh right under the genitalia.
Wow.
In the male, it like the scrotum's a little exploded.
Yeah, nice. Love a good exploded scrotum.
Wow.
Yeah. And there's a, you know, a dangling.
What type of material are you using for that?
Silicone for the final product, yeah. Okay.
Do you paint it lovingly?
Yes.
So, really do you feel like watching, do you watch like any horror or like gore porn fest kind of movies?
I don't know, because you come in with a different perspective at this. Like, I've watched Django Unchained by Tarantino, and
yeah.
I'm just like, this is nonsense.
It's highly stylized, but still, like, yeah, you feel like you could probably, you have like a good vocabulary for what's possible there, and you feel like they're not doing it to their full potential.
It's not how blood works. He's just like making stuff up.
Yeah. So how many people also do this with you?
It's like a 20-person company.
So, it's like, everybody's got, like, their own sort of...
Right, so, like, you're dealing with the wounds, other people are dealing with, like, mannequin parts or whatever.
No, like, I make the molds that we work out of occasionally, and then I'll work out of them, and then there's other people that are doing sales and things like that. Like,
do invoices come in, and they're like, oh, we need 4 leg wounds, like, gotta get them out by Friday.
Yep.
So you're part of the military-industrial complex.
Essentially, I guess.
Wow. An artist turned, forced to
service
country. You're
the same thing as somebody that makes bombs.
I wouldn't say forced. No. Well, I'm the opposite, actually.
I know, yeah.
I don't care. It's fine.
I mean, it's
so is this company in Bryn Mawr?
No, it's in Willow Grove.
Okay. So why Bryn Mawr, though?
My girlfriend works in Westchester, and it's the middle ground between the two.
Oh, okay.
What does she do in Westchester?
She works for QVC.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody that works in Westchester works for QVC.
She enjoy it?
Yeah, she's a graphic designer.
Hmm. Do you guys take advantage of that discount?
We've perked Erica's interest.
I'm a graphic designer that works at QVC.
Uh-oh. I don't know how many there are.
You're not.
I am adding and subtracting.
All right, so let's reset the conversation a bit. Let's change topics. I don't know if you're politically minded at all, but I'm just wondering, will you be supporting Donald Trump in 2016?
With what?
His presidential run.
I'll support him with something else. Not with that.
What do you mean? What's his other thing?
I don't know. Not dying?
Oh.
I don't like...
That's nice of you to do that, I guess.
Good for him. I'm not supporting... No. What, he's talking weird stuff about Mexicans. I'm not politically minded.
Good job.
But, I know he's saying weird nonsense.
Yeah. So you think you're going to vote for Hillary?
I have never voted.
Okay. Do you think... Are you registered? I guess you wouldn't be registered.
I honestly don't.
It would be weird to register and then be like, never going to vote. Honestly, I feel like it's a sham.
I'm that generic person that they try to, like, vote or die and all that shit's for. They're just like, your vote matters. And it's like, yeah, I you haven't sold me.
Your vote does technically matter.
You'd have to sell me on it.
Yeah. All right.
You can leave work early to vote.
I work 6:30 to 3. I don't think I could. I could probably just... But that's also a terrible reason to vote.
Well, I mean, I thought, like, as a non-voter, maybe it would be a...
All right, so we're going to spend the rest of this podcast trying to convince you that voting matters. I went to school for political science. I think voting should be mandatory for people.
I didn't vote in the mayoral, the Democratic primary.
Yeah, I didn't do the midterms.
So it's hard for me to really care. Who'd you vote for? Actually, you don't need to say it.
It's your
Democratic right.
I have some ideas. Text me later if you guys want to know.
If it's my Democratic right, why should it be mandatory?
I think you should.
I agree.
I don't think you should have to vote for someone. I think that you should choose to abstain by writing it down that you choose to abstain.
I have to write it down.
Go make your own country.
That's right. Fine. Well, I just think Like 80% of the reason people don't vote is because they just don't want to. So I think, or well, like, they, I mean, it's like it, a hassle for them.
It
so
should
if you
just
make,
be an app.
If like, yeah, if you force them, easier. If you force them yeah. to do it, people will vote. Like,
I think that we're moving a lot closer towards the online verification required to do it, but I'm also a little worried about that. Although I feel like the current system is really vastly outdated.
Yeah,
it's like when you turn in your taxes, you have to vote. Like if it was
something,
like
something
to,
along those
you
lines.
You have to do your taxes, so then it's like.
I think I mean, there should be something.
I don't think people should be voting when they're paying their taxes because that's going to like move people rapidly towards like their Libertarian Party. Well, actually, that's the way the Libertarian Party gets in there. I think.
Yeah.
Do you not like taxes? Do you not like what you just did? Anyway, what's the best? Do you like movies?
Sure.
What's the last movie you saw?
I'm alive.
What's the last movie you saw?
Yeah. No, this might take me an hour to figure this out.
Okay. What's the best movie you've seen all year? Didn't have to come out this year.
No, I don't go to the movie theater. Like,
well,
that's fine.
What's a good movie you saw recently, or as recently as you can remember?
Oh, another line of questioning. I'm,
okay, well, go somewhere.
Do you like to cook?
No.
Does what about your girlfriend do most of cooking?
Yeah, she's way better than me.
What's your favorite meal that she prepares?
Oh, man. She's going to listen to this.
Nice. What's up, Emily? You should come to softball sometime.
I tell her that all the time.
All skill sets, you know, experience, good, bad,
just
whatever.
Come out, hang out.
Exactly.
Her favorite meal, she just made this, just like pasta with her homemade sauce yesterday. That was great.
Nothing like homemade sauce.
I'm into homemade sauce.
Yeah.
All right.
You made it weird.
That's my job here.
All right, what about music? Like, you listen to any good albums you haven't listened to before? Like, new albums you listen to? No?
new albums? I don't know.
Or, like, what's an album that you hadn't heard until recently? Like, new to you albums that you're into?
I feel like people were asking me about music, and I started talking about the Thermals.
Oh, sure.
And everyone's like...
I saw the Thermals. I like the Thermals.
Everyone's like, yeah, I listened to them in college.
I agree. I would say I probably have not listened to the last three albums, but I like the energy that they bring.
No, I don't. I've never even heard of them until like 6 months
That's
ago.
That's fine.
That's where
Sub
I
Pop.
Am.
They're on Sub Pop.
What?
They're on Sub Pop.
They're definitely on Sub Pop.
I don't
Pop.
Know what you're saying.
That's their record label.
Oh. Yeah, no, I lost interest in all that when I stopped going to college.
Oh.
I'm totally out of... Everything's new to me.
Okay. That's
yeah. I mean, as an artist, you want to, like, pick and choose your interests and what influences you, and I feel like you're really...
I just try to be open-minded to anything that comes my way.
That's a good attitude to have.
It's hard to do.
So, did you go to Dave Matthews Band this summer, or what?
I can't afford that kind of thing, but
wow,
if somebody was
answer.
Like, yo, man.
Oh, wow.
Dave Matthews, you free? I'd be like, all right, why
really?
Not?
I don't care. If you could tell 10-year-old yourself something, what would you say?
And you got to start the statement with Little Tom Kelly. That's what you got to say. Start it off.
Does my 10-year-old self know that I'm me? Or is it just like
maybe.
A really bizarre meeting?
This is more for you than it would be for 10-year-old yourself.
No, I disagree with that.
Is it weird that my first thoughts went dark?
No. I mean, talk to me about that.
No.
Okay.
Well, I mean, just to, like, have any advice. If you were, let's say, doesn't necessarily know it's you, but let's just say the 10-year-old you trusts you. So whatever you tell him, he will at least be like, okay.
I think I'd tell him...
Little Tom Kelly.
Little Tom Kelly. You should be aware that you don't know anything.
Okay. Wow.
Like a Socratic type of thing. Like, read more Socrates.
Okay. Even though he died.
Do you think that 10 years old, maybe that's like, maybe like 14-year-old Tom Kelly should know that.
Whatever.
Well, I'm thinking that maybe he'll remember it throughout his life kind of thing.
Okay.
Like, it's a memorable thing to talk to yourself when you're 10.
Yeah.
Like, maybe, you know.
I wish 10-year-old me got a chance to meet 27-year-old me. I mean, that would have been interesting.
There's also potential where, you know, meeting myself now is like the worst thing that could ever happen to myself. We get in a whole
you just get
thing.
Depressed and like at it's 11, like, drink yourself guy. Out of it. Yeah. Yeah. Find yourself at the bottom of a bottle at age 11.
But it's inevitable. It's inevitable that you turn into that.
Well, it's hard to say. It depends like
what happened.
It depends on what theory of time travel you subscribe
yeah,
to.
It's true.
Because it's not necessarily because like you see, there could be different things. And
you guys played Bioshock Infinite? Because I
yes.
just played that recently.
I did.
Yeah. I
the game's terrible, but the story.
I didn't like the game either. Thank you.
I liked it. Disagree,
right. Dude. The whole like living, breathing city. That city was not living or breathing, and the shooting was so
no,
repetitive. And also the power ups, which like were pretty good in the first and second one, completely like generic in
right.
Infinite.
I agree with that part.
Plot,
I didn't
though.
Like. I didn't like
the tone.
The
tone varied dramatically throughout. It was like hyper-violent in some things for no real reason.
You had a problem with the hyper-violence. I didn't mind the hyper-violence. Like,
but Bioshock has always been like that.
Yeah, exactly.
But I thought that it was inconsistent.
I think their gameplay is terrible.
Right.
Yeah.
My only problem, I just didn't like
the
boss battles were just like ridiculous, where you're just like, oh, now I need to go like swing around
battles.
For a while.
Yeah,
well, you know,
like
you're fighting guys
one
that
boss battle,
that
I remember.
I just mean like when you wind up having
like
to fight one of
the
giant dudes or whatever.
Those things were bullshit.
Right.
Yeah.
It's just annoying that you had to like keep on just like swinging around until you like
and then he just electrocutes you and you
yeah.
die and you're just like what okay you can
yeah.
do that
yeah and like the revolutionary thing with like you're fighting with a teammate like I thought was like not really all that like
the
cool.
teammate who just
she's invincible
you die ever
yeah it's like eh,
oh you're
really,
hurt here you
no,
go
like crazy AI
infinite ammo
anyway are you planning any vacations this summer getting away
going to Colorado next week
where in Colorado
Breckenridge I think
what is
Breakfast.
That
Breckenridge? You know Breckenridge?
I mean, I've heard the name before, but I want some more description.
I don't know.
It's
to
a
be
mountain.
Honest, that's the great part. Emily's parents have a timeshare or condo there.
Nice.
So we're going out, hanging out with her parents. I know nothing about Colorado. I've been to the airport once.
It's there. You're gonna. I hear you're gonna love the air. I've never been to Colorado myself, but I hear everybody that like says like they get off the plane in Colorado and you just like can like, it, the air feels different.
Well, you have.
Yeah, Colorado's a nice place to
I've
go.
Heard the opposite, where it's just like you have to adjust.
Sure.
Right?
It's higher.
No,
it's like
I'm saying it's different.
You're kind of exhausted.
Right.
Yeah, you might have a chance to see some moose, though.
That's kind of scary.
Moose are terrifying. As someone that's run into a bull moose.
I assume they're like as big as like that door frame.
They're really big.
They
and, like,
are
in some ways it's hard
large.
To like figure out where the animal.
Well,
like,
they're not super. The good part is that they're not super territorial animals, so they're not like. Gonna like stomp you just because you like are near them, but they are just so big that it's just terrifying being around. Like,
but they're just like right next to you.
No,
like you
that's,
could,
that's
not,
probably
like,
not gonna
squirrel,
happen.
Right?
Not in the summer though. You have to go up pretty high up to see them because they like the colder climates.
I don't know how many moose are in Colorado.
I went to Colorado and I saw six moose once.
Sorry,
together or separately?
It was together.
All right. So it was one meeting of moose.
Mm.
Yeah, it was a murder of moose.
When I ran into...
Is that what it's called?
No.
But when I ran into the moose, the moose just took one of our packs. It wasn't particularly interested in us. Because they're not super territorial. They're just, like, kind of hungry. So
yeah, it's just got a herd.
It's kind of like me.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he was, like we were all freaking out because this, like, one-ton animal is, like, running full speed at us. But, like, he wasn't, like... He was just like, oh, like, onions. I love onions, you know? I don't know.
So, being in, like, the surgical world, have you ever had surgery yourself?
No, not really. I mean, I had, like, a toenail cut off. Excuse me.
Well, ingrown toenail?
Yep. It was infected.
Was that recent?
No, it was when I was playing baseball in ninth grade, and, like, I couldn't do it until after the season, but both my big toes were infected somehow. I have terrible ingrown hereditary, terrible crap. But
me too. This is a gross subject to be in.
I didn't expect.
They just
say
soak it in Epsom.
Asking medical questions, you're never going to be satisfied with the answer.
What did you want to happen with this question?
I don't know. I'm
hoping for a knee surgery.
I wasn't hoping for a knee surgery.
I could tell you that I have to get a colonoscopy soon.
Wow.
If you really are interested.
Why?
In
how do you know that you need to get one soon?
Like when
because I went to the GI doctor.
Oh.
And, well, no, I have had, like, weird stomach things.
Okay.
I just want to get checked out.
Mm. So,
it's all,
my parents have gone colonoscopies a few times.
I see colonoscopy images all the time.
And you close your eyes?
Yeah. And, you ever seen anal polyps? Changes your life.
Yeah, colonoscopies, well, it might be a little bit uncomfortable to talk about, very important, especially for males once they reach a certain age. So, Tom, I'm glad that you're being responsible here.
Well, I'm not at that age. That's prostate exams, well, I think.
Yeah, it's all the same. I'm uninformed.
Pretty sure it's wildly different.
I think in general you just should, you know, if you need exams, don't be scared of them. Just go get them.
If anything's going wrong with that area, check it out because that's terrifying.
Yeah. Ew. We really went down a bad path.
PSA here.
Yeah.
This isn't on your list of conversation pieces.
Well, we have a whole list of colonoscopies. It's just like 10 questions about it.
I assume that was like what everyone thought of me. They just knew.
Yeah. We could talk about video games again. Would you prefer to play Tetris or Dr. Mario?
Dr. Mario.
Dr. Mario is a great game.
They recently came out with a new one on the 3DS.
Really?
I haven't played it yet.
What's your favorite style of modern video game, we'll call?
I'm in a weird place. I was really... I was a big World of Warcraft guy.
Mm, interesting. Oh, MMORPGs.
Yeah. Well, I had a lot of friends who played it. That definitely helps with the...
That's the whole point, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. You just, get drunk and run around as a big cow.
Well, what? As a big... Oh, is that one of the classes?
Is that a class?
The Tauren, yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, they're more like a steer.
No, I mean,
I played
the Warcraft games, but not the, World of Warcraft.
Tauren are in that? I never played them.
They were in the most recent one, which was pretty terrible.
I'm a Sagittarius. I'm a Sagittarius.
Yeah. I'm a Taurus.
In real life?
Wow. That makes a whole lot of sense. Yeah. You're really personally connected with your character.
I only played it because...
I think Virgo makes the most sense because it's a virgin.
Are you a Virgo, bro?
I am a Virgo.
I'm confused.
I don't know.
Because you're... never mind.
Where are we?
Well, that's okay, but you were saying earlier that you were playing Fallout 3 recently.
I was playing Fallout 3.
Is it more that you're into it because of the RPG aspects or the first-person shooter? It's a terrible first-person shooter.
Their engine's garbage, but...
so bad.
Especially the weird-ass...
I'm desperate for plot in games.
Yeah. Fallout's pretty great for that.
Yeah, most of the plots of most games I absolutely hate. They're designed for a 12-year-old wannabe masculine boy, pretty much. So bad.
Really obvious, good path, bad path, or stupid generic thing.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I think that there's a lot of growing that video games need to do to really be considered their wannabe art or fourth leg of whatever entertainment. Anyway.
Fourth leg.
Well, let's say movies, music, television / art. I don't know. I don't want to. How many legs? I guess you don't need four legs.
Well, I would say art is encompassing all of those.
I agree with that statement.
Yeah, I don't know. I said something that was weird. I agree. Anyway, when people say that they're going to the mall, what mall are you thinking of?
What?
That's weird. This is a question I wrote down. Let's say I just say, all right, right now, do you want to go to the mall? What mall are you thinking of?
I mean, I guess I have to say Willow Grove Mall.
Okay, that makes sense.
Okay.
To be honest, the first thing I thought of was an episode of How I Met Your Mother.
I'm not familiar with that episode.
There's no reason to be.
Okay.
What is the episode in question?
The one woman is a Canadian pop star and her son.
Tiffany?
They're
mocking Tiffany.
Oh.
And the song she sings is called Let's Go to the Mall.
Oh.
I'm not a big fan of that show, but I just...
I liked it.
No, I mean, I think that they're... I think people hate on it unnecessarily, but I just want to say it is really funny when they try and shoot a video of her being a teenager
because she's
35, mid-30s, and it's you really don't look like a teenager. I'm sorry, but it's okay.
Most shows end up doing that at some point.
I know. But they went back to that well a few times.
I appreciated that question.
Okay.
I wasn't really sure what I was going to get out of it.
I would say the Cherry Hill Mall at this point for me.
What the fuck?
Because it's kind of the closest one to us.
I'm ride or die, King of Prussia.
Well, Cherry Hill Mall does have King the hockey giant in it, which is helpful for me.
I avoid the King of Prussia, though.
Yeah, King of Prussia. And it's traffic getting... Cherry Hill's pretty close to us.
Terrible.
For where you live, it doesn't even take that long to get there.
Why would I go to the mall?
What am I going to the mall?
H&M?
When's the last time you went to the mall?
To meet girls.
I feel like I was recently in King of Prussia, but I didn't go to the mall. Sometimes I like to go to get some stuff.
Mm.
Like jeans.
Mm. I don't wear jeans.
You don't wear jeans?
I don't wear jeans.
That's what weird. What do you wear for pants?
I don't know, whatever these are.
Yeah, khaki type pants.
Those are definitely khakis. Yeah. Do you not own any jeans?
I guess I have a pair that are brown. I don't wear blue jeans, more specifically.
Dungarees, yeah.
Sure. Huh. I'm also opposed to blue-colored blue jeans. I'm not into it.
I haven't worn them since I was in sixth grade.
Wow. I'm like the opposite. I used to wear a lot of sweatpants, and then I... Yeah, when I was
you wore a lot of sweatpants?
When I was like outside. 10, 8, I don't know.
Outside? Where people could see you?
Somebody dad would hit me.
Somebody wore sweatpants to work once, and people were like, people were like, the game's changing.
But he would be really mad if I wore sweatpants, like, for a day.
Well, I remember when, like, tearaway pants were, like, popular, and, like...
Were you doing those, like, penis dances?
Swishy pants?
Capoeira?
Capoeira is the... Yeah, what's the penis dance?
I think it was like an episode of Tosh.0 when it was showing like the dances. You wear like no underwear and you just wear sweatpants.
Oh yeah, sure.
You can always, as males that wear sweatpants, you can just always see like their complete penis. Like there's no, even if you wear underwear.
My dad was so mad.
But I love jeans. You should really invest in a nice pair of jeans.
No, I don't wear blue pants. I don't feel right.
I think you need to invest in a nice pair of jeans if you don't want to. You can wear whatever the hell you want.
As long as they're not blue. I feel like I'm a tree or something, and then I can't wear blue on my bottom half.
You're wearing olive green right now, though. It's not that different thematically.
This is a weird
No, it's like...
It would look good with that shirt.
It's like blue.
And those shoes. It would work perfectly.
Those shoes are nice. Yeah, those shoes are
khaki. Khaki and blue. Goes together.
Wait, what?
I think your outfit's fine, Tom. You should wear whatever makes you feel comfortable.
All right. Before we get into the softball questions... Final question. Oh, like you're some expert.
Well,
like
I know color.
Yeah, I was kidding. Do you like Wawa?
Yeah. I'm not as I remember going to like when I went to Tyler, is when people started getting really into Wawa, and it was like people that weren't from this area.
Oh, really?
Like, Wawa's so great, and I was like, oh yeah, it's always been there. I don't care.
That's interesting. Most of the time, I feel like it's in high school that it really develops because there's nowhere else to go.
Right. Or if you grow up.
I live right next to an A+.
And what is that?
That's
is that
a
gas station?
Sunoco thing. Yeah, it's nothing, but like...
Oh, in Bryn Mawr.
I didn't grow up in Bryn Mawr. Abington.
I know, but there is an A+ right. in Bryn Mawr, for sure.
Oh, there's two right next to me. Yeah.
So, wow.
It's like weird.
The only thing, Wawa to me was just like where we stopped when like, you know, we were just hanging out somewhere. Like you would go to Wawa to pick stuff up because there's nothing else open at
There's
like,
not really anywhere else to get a hoagie at 3:30 in the morning.
Right. And definitely it's
the best,
not.
It's the best...
You guys were cooler in high school than I was. I was never up at 3:30.
Yeah, either I think I don't know what you're talking about. I don't remember this either. But, all right. Well, let's...
Being bored at Brian Nevison's house.
Sure, I remember that. I don't think it was 3:30, though. Maybe we were already heavy into the DDR at that point. All right, we shouldn't admit this.
anyway, let's bring it back to softball, the reason that we're all here. Did you play sports growing up?
I did. I played baseball and basketball.
Basketball?
Yeah, I'm a big hoop star.
Interesting. You guys should, exchange numbers, get them on the team.
Yeah. I mean, I play basketball poorly.
Yeah?
Yeah. Were you what position did you play? What was your specialty?
Well, I mean, I'm 6 foot, so...
Point guard.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to assume for you. I don't know. Small ball,
I guess,
small
I mean, it depends on what league you're playing in.
Yeah, like, exactly. I mean, I at one point when I was in middle school, I grew really fast. So, like, I was at one point, like, one of the taller kids in my grade. So there's that.
Yeah, I've never been that.
Then everybody else caught up to me. Yeah. Shooter or a passer sort of guy?
Passer.
Nice.
Always been a passer.
All right. What about in baseball?
What position? My shooter or a passer?
Yeah, exactly.
I played in high school. I've always been center field, left field.
Interesting.
It's the pitch of being left-handed. It's like, yeah, playing infield is not an option.
Mm-hmm. Unless you're first base, but I don't know. You're not really a power hitter. Yeah. Where'd you bat in the lineup?
I can hit those doubles. 1-2, that's it.
That's perfect, though. That makes a lot of sense, given our limited views of you as a player.
I'm trying to keep my average above 500 in the league.
Doable. Definitely doable. At least you're on base, for sure. You've been hitting a good amount of doubles, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, he's a very solid leadoff man.
Yeah. Did you play any sports with Cousin Chris?
No, Chris played... I think he played Little League Baseball, and I think he played football in high school and stuff.
Football?
That guy? His body like falls apart more pounds. Than mine.
He's the same as the guy I am. I think he played for a year, and then he played tennis.
Okay.
Okay, so tennis seems right. Especially with the Yasky family.
Just to briefly bring it back to Cousin Chris, what is he like outside of softball? Because all we really know him as is a frail injury-prone Cousin Chris, and I'm sure there's a lot more to him than just that.
There's much more to him.
Yes.
This is a weird segment. I don't think he'd appreciate being called frail, but...
Literally every time he's come to softball, he's gotten hurt.
I believe that there's a lot more to him than that.
It's the same injury.
Yeah, and I feel bad for him.
What is that
I think
injury?
He'll be back on Tuesday.
What is that hips? Injury?
To be honest, I don't know.
He just says, my leg hurts.
I think he's reticent to, like...
It's pretty serious, I think.
Be honest about it.
Yeah.
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 Well, get well soon.
I think it's it might be a groin thing, actually, and he's just calling it his leg. I think it's an upper thigh, maybe.
Hmm. Yeah, it has good movement, for sure.
So Chris introduced you to softball, even though he was being introduced at the same time. What was his, pitch to you?
Yeah, how'd he sell it?
He texted me, he's like, my cousin has a softball league going.
Cousin Gabe, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and he's like, do you want to play? And I was like, fuck yeah.
Nice.
So were you expecting a slow pitch league sort of thing?
I had no expectations.
No expectations whatsoever.
I didn't have any I thought I could handle a real competitive league, but I wasn't really excited to be overly competitive.
So you were interested in playing softball, that excited you, but you didn't really want to play in a competitive atmosphere per se, or what were your thoughts?
I could have played in a competitive atmosphere. I just didn't want to get somewhere.
I think you've got the skills to do it.
Yeah,
you seem like a kind of guy that's
I get a little competitive.
Right.
That's good.
You want to be very successful, but I don't think you would get mad at a teammate for screwing up.
No, I just want people to be having fun. I remember when I was pitching that last game, I got somebody out, and then I circled the mound, and I was like, I know that I look like a douchebag right now.
Really? I don't think anybody noticed.
I saw you were trying to do, get the around the horn going, right?
No, I just, paced around the mound, I was walking it while the around the horn was going, looking down, feeling good about myself.
Yeah, that's what you gotta do. That's a big part of the game, I think.
That's your first time pitching for us. How'd you feel out there? I mean, it's probably been a while since you pitched overhead to anyone.
I pitched in fourth grade.
Yeah.
In a legit league. And that's the last time I've ever...
Did you have a strategy when you went out there, or was it just throw it over?
No, I just know I can throw strikes, and I just threw strikes. I didn't think... thought the fact that I'm left-handed might just screw people up enough.
You got a 1-2-3 inning, ground out, so pretty successful there.
Broke a bat.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Let's talk about that. How did it feel to break that bat?
Felt like Mariano Rivera out there.
Yeah.
That was my cutter.
It was definitely a cutter. You were in on him.
I think everything I throw is a cutter. I think it's just I don't
you
throw
just learn, you know, you've learned to throw the cutter over time.
I can't throw a ball straight, it just always tails.
Mm-hmm. No, that was pretty good. I also noticed, another, your batting stance, you crouch pretty low, and, you bring that back knee down pretty close to the ground. I mean, is that something that...
I just like having fun.
Okay.
I try to do the Willie Mays Hayes. I don't know if anyone's a big major league fan. No.
I don't know.
I don't know. You hold the bat by the base, the part where you'd hit it from.
Okay.
And then you flip the part you hold it from down, and you bounce it up and catch it.
Oh, really?
I was trying to do that, and I totally failed.
Okay.
Just broke another bat.
I didn't break it. It just fell down, and I was like, oh. I'm sure somebody noticed. It's like, that guy's a dick.
Yeah. So I was going to ask you about the signature swing, and it seems like it's just kind of an organic thing that you do.
I like to get close and crouch. Played a lot of wiffle ball, and we would screw around with batting stances.
Yeah.
Because wiffle ball's not very hard.
Wiffle ball can be extremely challenging.
We used to play wiffle ball, but that was crazy. That's hard.
Yeah.
It definitely helps your hand-eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, mine's not very good. I don't think it might have helped me, but I think going from a 0 to a 0.1 and talent measure is not good.
A 10% increase, an infinite percent increase is pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay, so what would you challenge to those around you in the softball league to improve upon? What do you feel like is the biggest improvement you would like to see in some people?
What do you mean, some people?
I don't know. You tell me.
What?
Have you noticed the deficiency in the league?
Defense is garbage.
Defense is garbage. But not the iCarlys.
The iCarlys were golden. Their base running was garbage.
Yeah.
I think overall awareness needs to improve.
Yeah. How do you think that we should go about it?
People have to want to play harder.
Clinics.
I also encourage...
But it's supposed to be fun.
If someone isn't experienced, a player that's not experienced, and they're on the base path and they're not sure, your teammates should be trying to help you out, and you should be open to someone being, someone's yelling at you to go to third base. You should try and go to third base. I don't know,
It's hard to hear that.
It is.
And understand what's happening.
And baseball, especially, is such a context-sensitive sport that there's, so many rules just to remember. I mean, just people being able to remember that they can overrun first, but they can't overrun the other bases seems to be a little bit of a problem.
I think after the first two issues we had with base running in the last inning, Matt Kay and I went and we were first and third base coach that we could help.
No one's listening to either of you guys.
No, but Bree hadn't had much experience. She wasn't sure if she was supposed to run on contact or just wait. She wasn't sure about that stuff. Well, it was two outs at that point, and I told her just go. But then look at Matt Kay and he'll tell you to go to third or not. You know, it's that sort of stuff that it's not hard, and if you can just focus on one person, it makes life a lot easier.
Yeah, and defense, we should constantly be improving on defense. I totally agree. You're pretty good catching those outfield blasts.
Well, I think, I have my own glove. I think that helps a lot.
Investing in a glove is something that I'd highly recommend everybody that's come three or four times to just do. It's not that expensive, and it really will save your ass a lot of times.
My glove's probably twice the size of those other gloves.
Really?
Plus it's,
that's important. It's a softball glove?
No, it's my baseball glove. It's just, I don't know, being left-handed, they probably don't even have a glove.
We do, but Gabe is responsible for a lot of the gloves that we have.
Gloves is great.
Yeah, it is great, but Gabe, who is someone that plays a lot of infield, sort of winds up with a lot of infield gloves, but they're baseball infield gloves, so they're pretty small. I wind up buying a softball infielder's glove, and it's really big, and it's nice. It's got a nice big pocket to it. So, that's obviously way more helpful than having a shortstop's glove, a baseball shortstop's glove, which is barely fits a softball in it.
And I don't even, are those adult-sized gloves? I haven't even looked at them.
Not really. They're close to it.
No, they are.
They're on the smaller side, but I don't know. I don't really use them. I have my own glove.
I just know my old gloves get crusty and then don't work.
Definitely happens.
Just seeing the way people sometimes catch it and it's just and pops right out.
There's a lot of factors going on there. People need to properly secure the catch.
You gotta catch it.
I'm awful.
Yeah.
Catch it in the pocket, not in your hand.
But use your second hand, right? Right.
Two hands.
I'd also say.
Although I don't really know what that does.
I don't know what that does either.
I've never understood that.
It helps me to. I don't
know. I've never closed it. I've never caught it with my hand if it popped out.
I also have to say this: if a ball's coming at you, being scared of it is the worst thing that could happen because you're more likely to hurt yourself recoiling from it than going full speed at the ball.
I agree. And I tell everybody, a softball, it's someone's surface area. It's not going
to
hurt.
It's going to hurt, but you're more likely to, if you turn your back to it, it's going to hit you as opposed to you going and being aggressive and trying to catch the ball.
Yeah, worst case scenario, you get a bruise.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah.
So, it's not a big deal. Anyone in softball, Mark's your rival, but do you have any teammates you like playing with or?
I was talking to Justin last game, and then he got me the game-winning hit. So.
Justin Siebel. There you go.
Wow. Justin's my boy.
The new elite.
Yeah.
So would you be a captain again?
Sure.
Throw it down? Yeah?
Yeah, why not?
I love that leadership. All right. We're going to get you out of here on these two questions. If you were to design your own hot dog, the TK1 dog, what would it be?
This is the thing. I thought about this a lot.
A lot?
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
Okay.
Soul searching.
I just thought... when I eat a hot dog, I don't want any of that shit. I just want two hot dogs.
Two hot dogs in one bun? Or just
No, just two.
Just two? The TK1 dog is just, you just get two hot dogs.
You could maybe put some cheese on it. And they've got to be barbecue grill.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Generic outback type of thing with like the, you know, the char lines.
Yeah. No, I'm surprised maybe that you don't want the gross boiled dog.
Yeah. microwave one, you know, at 2 a.m.
Okay, that's microwave's interesting.
Wet. No, just two.
The TK one hot dog special is two hot dogs
for the price of one. We'll call it that. That's the TK dog.
All right, and we're gonna get you out of here on this one. All
right.
What would your walk up music be? You know, intimidate. Tell people about all you're about.
I think about this every time I go to any baseball game ever. It's Bombs Over Baghdad by Outkast.
That's a great one.
Best song ever.
Yeah.
I think that Bombs Over Baghdad should be the song of the year for every single year that it's come out, because I don't think that there's been a better song that's been released.
I've never gotten more hyped to anything. I mean,
which verse do you like?
Except
better?
For maybe like
the Andre Miley or the Cyrus. Big Boy verse.
Which verse?
Yeah, which verse?
I don't like Big Boy as much.
Yeah, me too. Andre's is great. That's an amazing verse. Anyway.
Big Boy's great too.
Yeah, you're Clegg's a big Big Boy supporter.
I don't understand. I think Andre gets way too much love, and
because he's amazing.
Big Boy is extremely gifted and very hard working.
Yeah, but the problem is that he's just not as good as the guy next to him.
He's better at wordplay. No, and he's better at rapper. Not. I don't know.
But his inflections are terrible. He just like mutely raps the whole thing.
I like the emphasis he puts on words.
He has no emphasis.
Yeah, he's pretty flat. I mean, I think it's good. Whatever. All right.
All right. Thank you, Tom. All right. So for all of you still sticking around, we are now going to jump into one of the more common segments we do. It's the stock market.
Yeah, I feel like it's been a while since we did any segments. So.
Sure, and all I'd right, love right. to. I'm open to doing other segments for all you loyal listeners out there. But for now, we're doing the stock market: buy or sell.
Right.
Buys good, sells bad. That's the way the stock market works.
Right now, I'm selling Peanut, who really feels like he wants to be involved in this.
I mean, you can't sell a cat that wants that wants to talk and shouldn't be friendly.
Yeah, all right. Never mind.
First on
I can't
the,
stay mad at you, PETA.
First on the chopping block, Mark Vaughn.
Yeah, so Mark was captain this past game.
That's true.
Losing captain, also losing pitcher. He's actually been hitting at a very impressive bat so far.
Okay.
And pitching, I mean, he only gave up 2 runs in 5 innings, but that certainly can't be counted as a negative against him.
Yeah, I mean, I would say that Mark is an interesting player. He's definitely better than you would expect him to be. The stats back that up. And pretty decent leadership out there. He was able to rally a shitty team to almost win.
Yeah, so I would say that Mark, previously in previous seasons, I remember he had been like a minus on defense, like not very confident with the glove. But he seems to have not had that problem at all this year. He's been very steady.
Yeah, I'd say he could, like, maybe play first base a little bit better.
Sure. Yeah, maybe play, you know, where you touch the bag and come back the other way as opposed to running through the bag.
But that's not going to affect anything,
okay.
Really, ultimately.
Yeah, but he also has hit a couple doubles.
I did
doubles
not know that's who that was
yep.
until just
yep.
now.
Yeah. but I also feel like he's hitting at a higher... I feel like his BABIP is a little bit high for what he's capable of. So I think that there's a chance that he might regress a little bit.
You think so? I think he's a doubles machine.
Yeah.
It's a buy for me. I like the aspect of his game to pitch. I don't think he should pitch complete games, though it seems like it didn't really matter too much.
I would say...
It did matter.
Yeah.
He lost.
I think there was a definite negative in not utilizing Yoski as a pitcher. He was captain. I think he should have went to the bullpen at one point.
First game, I'd say that he could have definitely made a few.
I think as a captain,
substitutions
as
a
captain,
smarter.
You should be trying to get as many people involved as possible.
There's a lot going on,
right?
It's hard to be a pro the first time you're up there.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a buy for me. I think his swing is good enough where he hits enough line drives. He stopped hitting the ball foul the other way every time he hit the ball, so I think that he's shown improvements. I think he's getting used to the league, and I think he's become a plus player, and
so
I said bye.
Yeah, it's a bye for me too. I think that he's actually one of the more interesting players when it comes to the sabermetrics. I think that you could build a really strong winning team around him, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Tom,
I beat that guy.
So?
Sell.
So.
It's a sell for Tom.
He wasn't on Team iCarly. I don't want any part of him.
Nice. So, next up, we have the man himself, Tom Kelly. So, yeah, I think that Tom, you know, was a bit of a wild card, obviously, when he first came on the scene. Wasn't really sure what to get out of him. Figured that he would kind of fade in the background as kind of like a forgettable player. But really, he's demonstrated his ability to hit, and he enjoys the game.
Right. So, I think the reason why you thought that is the same reason I thought it, which was that you have a very unorthodox style, I'll call it. So I wasn't sure if that was inexperience. I thought it was inexperience at first.
Empathetic. No, wait. Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What's where you don't really care?
He put himself in my shoes, and
okay, that's
all. That would be lacking empathy.
Lackadaisical approach to
right.
The play.
I was you were being more goofy than anything, and I wasn't sure if that was just because you didn't know what you were doing. But you have since obviously proven that.
Been coming home strong. I feel like we're putting more responsibility on you, and you're taking that responsibility, and your performance has continued.
Which is interesting, because like you and Mark were captains, and we just discussed, Mark, you guys are both hitting doubles at a pretty high rate, which is, I mean, obviously you're two very different players, I'd say, but...
You could probably get more power than I can.
Right, but you would probably easier stretching a single into a double for you.
Yeah. Interesting.
But also, I mean, I personally was very happy. You made two great plays on diving line drives in the outfield. You didn't dive, but the line drive itself was dropping down. So definitely plus outfield. Diving.
Oh, I like that. Inside the head.
Yeah, all right. But then there's the chance, are we seeing peak level Tom right now, you know?
Yeah, you think there could be a little regression of the mean going on here?
Yeah, I mean, right now he's batting over 500. And has I don't think you've made an error yet.
Yeah, and in rookie season, so it remains to be seen what the historical record is going to say. Right. You know, where's he going to settle in?
He just had his first inning pitch, and he didn't get. I mean, there's definitely going to be some regression. He's not going to only pitch hit.
Bagels, boys.
Yeah, keep everybody hitless.
Yeah,
but I do have to say this: it's a buy because I don't think there's a better leadoff hitter in the game right now.
Wow, strong words, and I'm going to actually have to agree pretty much. You know, I feel like we haven't seen the most of Tom's potential yet, and it'd be very interesting to see. I feel like all the momentum right now is in an upswing, and I'm going to buy it. Something else to be mentioned is, yeah, way above average fielding, and he's a lefty, so that's very interesting for that dynamic.
But you don't bat lefty.
Bad righty.
Yeah. That's a shame.
I can bat lefty if you want.
I've seen him bat lefty.
Oh, okay. What about you?
Am I buying or selling?
Yeah. Yourself, yeah. I always sell
be
myself.
Be honest here.
Well, let's be serious here. I mean, this kind of potential hasn't come into the league since...
God knows.
I mean, it's like Mike Trout being called up.
Right.
You have a lot more hair than Mike Trout.
All right. Well, let's... Okay. I don't know who I was.
You're also like 6 years older than him.
And my pitching's kind of like Mariano Rivera.
It's wow. I mean, he did saw someone off. He's one out of every three batters gets their bat broken against
him.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'd say the comparisons to Mike Trout and Mariano Rivera are not unfounded at this point.
It's a ridiculous statement.
All right, so...
You haven't stolen any bases yet.
I'll steal one next game and everyone will yell at me, but I'll do it.
True.
First stolen base in history, though. Did. No one can take that away from you.
Flip everyone off while I do it.
Yeah, and then just leave. Like, wow, he's gone. All right, last on the block is Claudette. What's her last name?
Pumbo.
Okay, where's
Pumbo number five.
Where's she from?
South Africa. Don't ask me which city.
I thought she was from Australia.
No, she's South African.
Okay. Pretoria, maybe. Probably Joburg, but who knows? Could be Cape Town.
It could be. You could ask these questions to her if you felt like it.
I like speculating.
Right. So Claudette was, she has a bad tendency to show up late, but I do really appreciate
her. Start off with the negatives here.
Yeah, but I do appreciate the fact that she showed up in all white in support of Wimbledon. the all-white outfit really
I missed that.
Yeah, she's wearing all white.
Yeah.
It was all white, and it's like Wimbledon. It makes perfect sense to me. Also, she had some sideline antics, which were either really hubris or kind of uncomfortable, depending on how you see it.
Yeah, she definitely likes the spotlight on her. You know, she's not going to shy away from the big play.
Right. So, fielding, I think she has no clue what she's doing.
Yeah, she's like, it's a mitt, I don't understand.
Sorry, are you cooking with spice right now, Eric?
She's cooking with fire, baby.
Is that an Italian accent?
That was an accent. All my accents sound the exact same.
Cooking with fire. Yeah, you know. Huh? Yeah.
That was a little bit Claudette, a little bit Italian.
At least
she's
well traveled.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
she
at the same.
Like when she's in the outfield, she'll talk to the infield and be like, "If I get it, I'm gonna throw it to you."
Yeah.
Which, I mean, it's good to have that communication.
Right, and I don't think that she's disinterested in the outfield. I just don't think she has any idea what
she's
doing. It's true. She came to softball with zero experience whatsoever. Probably is only. I don't know if she had ever seen a baseball game.
She's definitely familiar with cricket.
Right.
It's interesting because a lot of the times we'll get people that are not interested or not athletic, and she seems to be athletic and interested, but she has no previous skill at all with baseball or softball. She doesn't know the rules. She's an awful hitter.
I disagree with that statement. Completely unorthodox batting stance. She's very crouched. She doesn't keep her hands together. Again, very... Did you just blow out the cat's butthole?
No.
I don't think... even Peanut is like, I don't know if that's okay, dude.
I don't know. Whatever, he just needs to get his butt out of my line of sight.
But she... If she gets a little bit better plate discipline, she has shown the potential to hit the ball harder.
Have you ever pitched against her?
Yes.
Either of you pitched against her?
Yeah.
Do you think that you would actually start to challenge her if she actually showed that she could hit a little bit?
I think with she made contact off me and she hit the ball sharply. It was right to shortstop, but she hit the ball that, like, and she's fast.
Yeah, it's interesting. I don't think that I would disagree with anything you're saying now.
I think, she's enthusiastic for a game in a way that I'm not sure if she's, like, trying to get way better or she's just trying to have a ton of fun. If she could just focus a little bit more at the plate, I think she could become a very valuable hitter asset to the team. So there's that.
Interesting. Tom, thoughts?
What team was she on last game?
She's on the other team.
Did she play?
She did. But she only got one at-bat.
I'll buy her.
Buy her.
Buy, wow.
Yeah, you know...
That sounds bad.
It's within the realms of the segment. It's fine. We're not literally buying or selling players.
A soft buy.
Yeah, we often use.
No,
the
I don't think soft buy. Okay. Hard buy.
There you go. No half measures here.
Sold it.
I mean,
gotcha.
I'm still selling until she shows until she gets a base hit. Once she gets a base hit, then I'm on her upside. But I haven't seen her do it yet. So
she's
I'm,
been on first. How'd she get there?
Reached on an error, fielder's choice. It's possible.
Yeah,
right?
she's not slow, which is good.
She is not slow. She is not like a double play threat. She's still a sell.
I'm gonna agree with you there. It's a sell for me as well. I'd love to see her see some noticeable improvements. I'd also like to see her struggle a little bit and see if she's able to bounce back.
Yeah, I think she could. I think she's a step or two away from it clicking.
Yeah, at this point, I'm still drafting several people over her, though.
Right. Well, it doesn't matter. Nobody,
she's even there.
I don't think
draft.
Anyone's ever drafted her because she always shows up half an hour late and says, "Can I be on a team?"
Yeah,
it's more like, "I cannot."
But definitely potential there.
Sure. All right. Okay, so that's it for the podcast. Hopefully we have a game on Tuesday.
Yeah, I will still not be playing, but I'm feeling better. The weather forecast right now is looking a little bit ominous for Tuesday, but hey, I'm optimistic.
To be fair, last week Sheena Parveen said that it was going to rain on Tuesday, and she was wrong.
To be fair, I don't know if Sheena Parveen's strength is in her meteorological skills.
It's mostly in wrap dresses.
What else would it be in?
Yeah, Clugger.
Her Iranian beauty? I don't know.
Is she Iranian?
She's more than that.
She's more than Iranian.
I think she's Arabic.
She's also Arabic.
What's the... right.
Well, I mean, if you're Arabic, you're from Saudi Arabia. There's a difference.
Anyway.
Would that also be Arabic? I guess anyone from the Arabian Peninsula, right?
Anyway, thanks for listening, Tom. Thanks for coming over.
No problem.
Yeah, see you Tuesday,
guys. See you Tuesday.
Rushing it.
Hey now.
Stop biting my shoes.